You heard the news. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. Attorney at County Law, Karen Conti, joins us now. Karen, what do you make of all this morning?
Well, I guess it was no surprise. Once we saw the leak, we didn't expect that there was going to be any change in the opinion. The opinion that was leaked was extremely critical of Roe versus Wade, saying there was never such a right to privacy. It should never have been decided. And this is, much of the same. So with all the drama, it really was not a surprise to me at all.
Is this the end of the line for this? Well, not the debate. That will go on. But, I mean, as far as the law is concerned, Karen?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because, there are going to be all kinds of workarounds or attempts to work around. Congress is going to try to pass something politically. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's a question mark whether or not Congress can, in fact, overturn a Supreme Court decision by legislation. And, of course, the president is probably going to issue some executive orders that might try to impact, the situation, but it's probably not in his purview to do something to overturn Roe versus Wade. But, you never know. When there's a new justice on the Supreme Court, a new set of justices, could they re-overturn it? They sure can, because if you can overturn a Supreme Court decision once, you can certainly do it again.
I don't know if it's clear what the state's rights are as far as this is concerned, and what, for example, Illinois can do or not do here.
Well, from what I can see right now, 13 states have trigger laws that will ban abortion immediately upon the overturning of Roe versus Wade. So as we stand now, 13 states abolish it altogether. 26 additional, all in all, 26 states are likely to ban abortion. Okay, so we're going to have half the states in our country banning abortion. And then there are 16 states, including Illinois, that have laws on the books that say that abortion cannot be banned. So protecting a woman's right to choose. So we're going to have states all over the place. We're going to have states next to each other with drastically different laws and rules. There are going to be laws that criminalize a woman who gets an abortion and anyone probably who assists her in doing so. So the question is, are the prosecutors going to prosecute these people? Are we going to have mass incarceration? What happens when a woman, has a fetus that's not viable and is made to bring it to term? What happens to in vitro? Because in vitro, if at the point of conception, that is a life, then in vitro is going to be not available for women. So there's going to be lots of litigation and lots of controversy here for a long time.
I know, Karen, that you had a case in front of the Supreme Court, and I'm not sure if the court works this way, but I was thinking about this yesterday when they struck down the New York concealed handgun law. Is there ever any thinking about when they're going to release these rulings, these judgments? Because it seems to me that, you do something like this, which is very controversial, on Friday instead of yesterday. Do you think there's anything to that?
They like to say that they're not political, and they act in a way that is not with regard to the public perception. I don't believe that, and I also don't believe that they haven't considered their own personal safety, because as we know, people have been protesting outside of their homes, and I'm sure there's a game plan here. There probably is. The security people are very aware when mm-hmm. this is going to happen, and I'm sure they've made plans not to be around mm-hmm. for their safety and for their family's safety.
Well,
judge... I do think they think about the political aspects of this and that how the public perceives it.
Yeah, the judges are certainly not ignorant of the fact that, according to opinion polls, this puts the court at odds with a majority of Americans who favored preserving Roe.
Absolutely. And, and then some of the judges, they will say in their opinion is that they're not doing this based on emotion or their personal opinions, but rather they're doing it on just the pure reading of the law. But, you can argue that all different ways, because Alito's opinion, the leaked opinion, said that because the Constitution doesn't require a right to privacy and there's no such thing, the word abortion doesn't show up in the Constitution, therefore we can't rule on it, kind of doesn't make sense, because the court rules on privacy issues when it comes to social media, and clearly our founding fathers didn't have Facebook. So, mm-hmm, you know, you think they're right. They're ruling on a very narrow kind of technical issue, but certainly their personal opinions all go into it, and that goes for the conservatives and the liberals.
Karen Conti, thanks, Karen. You'll have a lot to talk about on your show Sunday afternoon here, 3 until 5. Have a good weekend.
We sure will. Have a great weekend, everyone.